What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Disney apparently wanting to reboot the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, and it might even be without Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow. But before we do that, just remember to hit that subscribe button on whichever video or audio platform you are watching or listening us on. So, James, what did you think of this news when it kind of came out?
Why? I mean, okay, so that's the general reaction, of course, is why reboot it? But I also understand why. It's one of the few franchises that they've launched in the last two decades that actually has some traction. It's got name recognition. It's got popularity. They've kind of beaten it into the ground with five movies. They're kind of desperate at the moment. So outside of Marvel, obviously, they're kind of desperate. So I can kind of see why they're doing this. But at the same time, no, move on. I have to assume that for most people, the franchise is pretty much dead. And if it's not dead, it will be dead without Johnny Depp. So,
yeah, well, I'm kind of coming to this from a couple of different angles. So first off, rebooting this franchise at this precise minute feels too soon.
Yeah.
It does not feel like it's, when did the last movie come out? What, 2 years ago? It doesn't even feel like it's been long enough to let this go. I mean, I know that the movies have been taken less and less each time. So therefore, I could, if this was in 10 years' time, I would probably be a bit more. And let's say they didn't make any more now for 10 years and then they rebooted it. I'd be a bit like, okay, fine, reboot it. It's fine. There's some legs in this series. But doing it so quickly doesn't seem right. I'll be honest, I've loved all the movies. I've always liked them. I like Captain Jack Sparrow. I like Johnny Depp's version of it. That is what made the movie. I think without Johnny Depp, this series would have never have gone anywhere. It would have just been the Haunted Mansion straight to DVD kind of. If you took him out and just put in a generic character, I don't think this would have worked. He made this his own with this unique character. And to do Pirates of the Caribbean, I mean, they said it was a spin-off or something like that. I could maybe it's Will Turner's kid or something like that. You know, do it as a spin-off. It might work if they tie it a little bit that way and maybe just have Captain Jack Sparrow pop up here and there. But the trouble is, as well, I feel like they're trying to get away from Johnny Depp because he's not as popular and as top as he used to be. And I'm wondering, it just feels too soon. It just does not feel the right time to be doing this.
Yeah, so there's a lot to unpack there. And I think a lot of it, of course, is not necessarily Johnny Depp so much as Jack Sparrow, keeping the two kind of separate. I think Johnny Depp is still doing fine. The problem with the last couple movies, or at least maybe the last four out of the five movies, is that the writing of Jack Sparrow has consistently declined. You know, I enjoyed all five of them to some degree or another. I acknowledge at least that the last two weren't particularly good, but I found enough to enjoy them with.
Yeah.
But the character of Jack Sparrow hit a definite downturn. Like in the first movie, you kind of got that impression that he was three steps ahead of everybody. He had a plan. He knew what he was doing, sort of. And he was kind of the smartest guy in the room, but you also didn't take him seriously because he was completely nuts. By the fifth movie, I should say, he was just kind of, things happened and he got lucky and he was just kind of along for the ride. He was a completely different character. And I think if they went back to that first version of the character from the first movie where he is crafty and cunning and it's not just, you know, weird hand gestures and being drunk on rum the entire time, they could do something with that. But the franchise is so damaged. And actually, movie five, the fifth one, kind of ended on a good just closer. A lot of stuff was just tied up. You know, the Will Turner story was tied up, Captain Barbossa, all that stuff. It was done. I think it should be done. And I agree. I'm okay with them rebooting it in like 10 years. Yeah. Not right now. It's too fast. Let it go.
They need to let Captain Jack Sparrow go if they want to do a reboot.
Right.
They need to do a new character, a new set of pirates, a new ship or something like that, because there's plenty of, the thing is for me is you look at like Pirates of the Caribbean, the attraction, this is what inspired it. They then took the core element and just kind of slapped that logo on it. Cause it's got really very, very little to do with the ride. There are other characters, but Captain Jack Sparrow and Will Turner and Davy Jones and Barbossa, they all got created for the movies rather than the ride, and then they've kind of backtracked and put them in. But also the actors and stuff, they're all getting older, they might want a new set of ones. I don't know, it might be that thing of, you know, do Jack Sparrow's son or something like that, do something, let him be his own character. I don't want a prequel, because that's even worse, trying to put a young actor in becoming Jack Sparrow. That's, I really hope they don't go down that road, because that's what they love to do. It's like, you can't just have they've got to do a prequel, but I don't know, it doesn't feel right to do it yet. It feels too quick. I mean, I know they've been talking about other franchises that they're rebooting, like Transfer. It's like, you've got to let these things go a bit. The trouble is, Hollywood is just, and Disney are just as bad. They're out of ideas, and it's a lot easier rebooting and redoing and remaking than coming up with anything new. You just have to look at Disney's upcoming movie slate. There is barely one original a movie, but it was Artemis Fowl or something like that.
That's everything, not even an original movie.
It's based on a book, but I think it's if it's never been on screen before, that's I kind of view that as okay, because if you're taking a book and turning it into a movie, that's one thing, or a comic book. But when you're just rebooting things, it's different to me, in my view.
That's fair. And you know, Artemis Fowl, I kind of group it into that same like Maze Runner, what's the Hunger Games kind of mentality, Divergent, you know, it's that young adult genre. So yes, it itself is new, but it still feels like it's kind of riding that wave of trying to capture lightning in a bottle a second time.
Yeah, I just feel like, I think with like rebooting this movie, there is so much stuff, and like you said, there's a lot of like young stuff, young novels that they've turned into things. There is so much out there, and I think just going back and rebooting movies and redoing them, I mean, if they want to tell more stories from the universe, I wouldn't be so bad. But I think the term reboot is scary, because that's quite hard. You know, do some spin-offs, expand the universe a little bit, go out and explore maybe some other pirates. But then they've also kind of locked themselves in with Davy Jones and all of this. There's plenty more pirates that they could come up with a brand new. The trouble is, he's always going to live in Captain Jack. A pirates movie without Captain Jack is always going to struggle. And you can't do anything different than that. I think that's the difference.
Oh, I mean, they could. If it's good quality, they could get away with it. And I mean, I'm thinking back here to the Disneyland ride. Mm-hmm. You know, right when you walk in, you're right before you get on the boats, if you look off to your left, they've got the wall, and they've got a whole bunch of pirates on that wall, that all of whom, with the exception of Jack Sparrow, who's on the wall now, you could tell stories about. You could tell stories about the redhead at the auction in the middle of the ride, or you can do all sorts of stories. There are plenty of things to do. I think if you make it a good movie, you can get away with not having Jack Sparrow or Will Turner or Keira Knightley's character, whose name I'm totally blanking on, and all this. But yeah,
I think Keira Knightley is off the Disney Christmas card list at the minute anyway. So
to be fair, you know, we talk about Johnny Depp a lot and the Jack Sparrow character. When you get down to it, all of the actors in this, with the exception of Jeffrey Rush, maybe, who can't come back anyway because his character's dead, have kind of fallen off. You know, when the first Pirates came out, you know, Orlando Bloom, Keira Knightley, Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp, were all kind of big name actors, or this kind of turned them into big name actors. Now we're kind of back to it. They're still floating around. They're still doing, except I couldn't name the last movie that Orlando Bloom has done. I have no idea how long it's been since he's done a big major movie.
Yeah, he kind of, wasn't it that kind of weird thing, really, of like Lord of the Rings really pushed him up, and then he did Pirates of the Caribbean, and then he really didn't seem to jump to any other franchise, or didn't seem to be able to take that step into being something more than just a supporting character. He never was able, and like you say, Keira Knightley, you know, she was right at the really popular at that point, and then she's really kind of stepped back and not done the same kind of things. And then Johnny Depp, he's had a couple of missteps. I mean, we've also got all this like Fantastic Beasts stuff coming out now, which It's a really weird thing. Like, you know, it's like we've got a Harry Potter movie coming out this month, and I don't feel the same excitement. And Johnny Depp character, that there was a backlash. I mean, they were booing him earlier this year when he was at the event when he came out, because they just don't want him in it at the minute.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how he actually does. We only got a brief glimpse of him in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Him, so we don't know how he'll be in the new Harry Potter movie. But speaking of reboots or offshoots or whatever, the Harry Potter, regardless of what you may think about the one coming out later this year, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find It did really well. And most Harry Potter fans that I've talked to, at least, seem to have actually really enjoyed the movie. So
yeah,
there is an example of how to do a spin-off franchise without the major characters from the original coming into it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they play on that little bit of nostalgia with the music, but they went far enough back that got Dumbledore is becoming a bigger character in this newer one, but they went far enough back that it's not directly kind of, and it doesn't have to be as convoluted as like the Star Wars prequels, but if they go far enough back, but I think with Pirates, you know, you could just, you know, it's like, you know,
could have done more. I still wouldn't do it as a prequel.
No, they need to move away like they did with, you know, like Newt with Harry Potter, do a brand new character and let him be something different, because that will work better than trying to do young or old Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, no, for Harry Potter, Newt was a character, or at least referenced in Harry Potter. I think he wrote, you know, one of the books for the monster class that Hagrid teaches. So there was that little tiny thread, and they took the thread and they ran with it, and they turned it into its own franchise. We'll see if the franchise has legs. It's only been one movie so far, but it is an example that can be used to say, yes, if you do it well, people will continue to follow it. And I think not just Disney, but Universal with the Harry Potter franchise, the other major movie companies can learn from that. And I think, I'll end on this thought. There's kind of a double thing going on here. The movie companies aren't taking risks. We've been kind of beating around that one for most of this episode. They're not taking risks. They're doing reboots. They're sticking with what's safe. That's why we've got so many superhero movies and Star Wars movies and reboots. And yes, that's terrible. We need new ideas. But you also got to remember the companies are doing what's selling. The reason people aren't telling original stories is because us, the movie-going public, have not supported them.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm not saying go see terrible movies. I'm not saying go to the movies just to support Disney or whatever. That's nonsense. But when they release good movies, you should go see them. You know?
Yeah. I mean, there's quite a lot of stuff coming up in November. There's a lot of movies. I mean, me and my wife were talking about some movies like Nutcracker and, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody, and then you've got that new Harry Potter movie. There's quite a lot coming out, and then you've got Wreck-It Ralph 2. There's a lot coming out in November, but there's a number of movies that have come out. Like Fox have released a few that are brand new. I haven't, you know, there was one a couple of weeks ago which had superpowers of some kind. Can't even remember the name of it because, you know, it wasn't pushed. Whereas something like Bohemian Rhapsody, they've been pushing hard because it's a known, even that is a known franchise. It's Queen. They know that it's something big that they can push off of. And I think that's the big thing. They're just not taking the same risks. But we'd love to know what you guys think of a brand new Pirates of the Caribbean reboot. Love to know your thoughts in the comments below or on social media. You can find us over at thiskingdom.com. Definitely make sure you go check that out. James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.